Application Academy is closing if you are applying to medical school in 2024 to start in 2025. We are closing in mid-April, April 12th or 13th, somewhere around there, somewhere in mid-April. We're closing our door. It's time for you to get in to Application Academy to get the support you need to put together your story so that you aren't one of those students that end up rejected because you didn't know how to tell your story. Come join us at applicationacademy.com. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. Use the promo code podcast for a little extra discount. I'll see you soon at applicationacademy.com. The pre-med path can be super confusing. If you'd love some help on your path or on your applications, use the promo code PMY for pre-med years, PMY, over at medicalschoolhq.net and get some help from some of our experts, former directors of admissions, admissions officers, other experts. We have a small team ready to help you today. Again, that's promo code PMY to get a discount on our services at medicalschoolhq.net. The pre-med year, session number 322. Hello and welcome to the three-time Academy Award-nominated podcast, The Pre-Med Years, where we believe that collaboration, not competition, is key to your success. I'm your host, Dr. Ryan Gray, and in this podcast, we share with you stories, encouragement, and information that you need to know to help guide you on your path to becoming a physician. Welcome to The Pre-Med Years. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week. I'm glad that you have taken the time to join me today. Can I ask you a favor? Go tell somebody about this podcast. Go into your favorite Facebook group, not the Hangout, but maybe another Facebook group that you may be a part of, and just say, hey guys, I don't know if you know about this podcast, but it's free. It's out there. Go check it out, premedyears.com. Go put that in a group somewhere that you're in. I'd love for you to share this podcast with your friends, with your neighbors, with your advisors, anybody and everybody who will listen to you. This week, we are taking your questions about the personal statement. As we release this, it's January, it's important, it's personal statement time. So we're going to dive into some questions right now.
Sure. So my question essentially comes down to, I know you've briefly talked about personal statements and, you know, it should essentially just reflect your story and your journey. But my question kind of goes back to re-applicants and, you know, I've heard so many mixed things about what the personal statement should be. And, you know, it should be completely different, between reapplication cycles. And being a non-traditional, I do have very varied experiences in between, as well as, just like, you know, I am taking 2 years in between application cycles. So my question more specifically is, what is the tactic I should take in terms of, should I go back from the beginning to why I want to do medicine, or should I go back to, you know, what I did in between application cycles?
So it's interesting because the personal statement doesn't change between when you apply the first time and when you have to reapply, meaning the goal of the personal statement is the same, right? The goal is to explain why you want to be a doctor. And typically, that motivation doesn't change, right? Mm-hmm. You still have the same, in what I term in the book, the seed, right? You still have that same early exposure to healthcare in some way that made you go, I think I want to check out being a doctor. This is kind of cool.
Correct.
And then you go from that to the experiences that you have. And from there, you then paint this picture of why you want to be a doctor. And showing the reader the journey that you've been on. And so the seed doesn't change, but potentially maybe what I call watering the seed changes, right? And so the experiences that you've had since the last time you applied, maybe you change your stories around a little bit to tell a different patient encounter to let the reader know that you're getting these other experiences that still support your reasons why you want to be a doctor, but they're just different stories from your first time applying. So a lot will be the same, but you can tweak your stories and the examples that you're giving to still paint a similar picture, but with different pieces of a puzzle.
Okay. And do you think there should be a justification as to why there is 2 years between an application cycle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I'm currently applying to post-bac programs. So I'm writing my personal statement for that.
Mm-hmm.
A majority of my why medicine came from my time in community college, which was 3 years ago. So my goal throughout my time at the UC was mostly to reaffirm my goals of becoming a physician. My question is, how much space would you recommend me to include my experiences from UC so that I can have something a little bit more recent? And I just graduated last quarter.
So the timeline doesn't matter for the personal statement. When you're writing your personal statement, there shouldn't be a timeline to say this happened, then this happened, then that happened. The personal statement is about the most impactful experiences you've had on your journey. That could be a long time ago. That could be really recent. So you have to figure out, based on the experiences that you've had, which ones are the ones that you want to write about that are going to show the reader why you want to be a doctor.
Okay. So that makes me feel a little bit better. I thought that maybe I should show something from my time at the UC, kind of fit into my personal statement somehow.
Nope. Doesn't matter. Okay. It's what are the experiences that have led to you wanting to be a physician, not what are the experiences from college or what are the experiences from the four-year university versus community college. So what are the experiences, period. So let me ask you, you mentioned you've had some experiences from community college that led to you wanting to be a physician. What do you mean by experiences in community college?
So by community college, I think what I'm trying to say is, like, I didn't do any extracurriculars in community college that led me to want to become a physician. It's just that something had happened to me while I was attending community college that led me to want to become a physician.
Okay.
Some sort of family thing.
Okay. So you have a family experience that's like, maybe I think I might know what I want to do with my life now. Right. Okay. So you have that experience, and that potentially is your seed, as I talk about it in the book. And then as you get into the UC world, the four-year university to finish up your degree, then you go and you have some clinical experiences, some shadowing, et cetera, that reaffirm your decision to be a doctor.
Right. And that's exactly what I did. I had clinical experience at the UC, and I've had a lot of many memorable experiences at the free clinic and from scribing, which I had some impactful moments too, but they weren't like my why. They just reaffirmed my why.
Yeah. And that's what the personal statement is going to be all about, is what was that initial seed? So it sounds like whatever happened at community college with family and stuff, that's your seed to make you go, I think I might want to check out this healthcare thing. And then you tell the story of one or two patient encounters when you're experiencing being around patients and impacting a patient's life that makes you then reflect on that and go, yep, this is what I want.
Got it. Okay, that clears up a lot.
So I have depression for a couple of years, and my first year of depression got really severe. So my study suffered and my grade got really down, low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking some of classes to raise the GPA.
Okay.
But I wonder if I should mention that that year with the low GPA in my personal statement.
Should you mention the low GPA or should you mention depression?
Since I mentioned the period of the low GPA and explain what's going on.
How bad was the GPA?
I had C minus S.
C minuses?
So it, yeah, so it got okay. Now to like 3.0.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if that semester, that year looks very different from the rest, I think it's enough of a red flag to briefly mention it. And I talk about red flags in the pre-med playbook, the personal statement book, about how to make sure that you just briefly touch on the red flag and don't make your whole essay around this one semester and your depression and everything else. I don't know if I would go into the depression specifically and mention depression or mention mental health. I don't think that's any of the admissions committee's business. But I think you can just say however it comes up in your personal statement to say that, you know, spring semester sophomore year was one that I wish I could have back after struggling with some personal issues and not doing what I needed to do for my classes or something like that, right? So just briefly mentioning, hey, person reading this, there's something that you're going to see in my transcripts that is going to look a little weird, and I'm going to explain it just briefly. And when you invite me for the interview, which I hope you do, then you can ask me about it more in depth.
And I heard a couple of articles about like saying like medical school really don't want to take like depressed people, because like medical school like really hard and like you're not going to make it and stuff like that. So I wonder like even if in the interview, should I mention depression as my...
Nope. I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't. And this is it's a very personal thing for a lot of people. And so my advice is not to mention it. But if you're tied to depression and the journey that you've been through with depression is just something that you identify with, it's one of the core reasons why you want to be a physician, then maybe you do want to talk about it. But you just have to know the risks involved with bringing it up. Just like you said, the admissions committee may say, you know what? She has had these mental health issues before. She struggled in her classes when it was an issue. And could this potentially be another issue? Then, it could be. And maybe we don't want to accept her because of that. That could happen. And that's why I always put that out there to say, if you need to talk about it, go ahead. Just make sure you understand the repercussions.
So my question about the personal statement is in regards to when you share experiences that you've already highlighted in the parts of the MCAT were asked for experience and research and different things. I just had a hard time understanding how to elaborate on that without repeating and when we can do that and when we can't.
So let me try to ask that again. So you're concerned about repeating stuff that you're putting in your extracurriculars in your personal statement?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to
Can
be
we do that?
There are going to be experiences in your personal statement that are going to be in your extracurricular list. So let's say you have volunteering in the emergency department as one of your extracurriculars. You're going to have that in your extracurricular list. You're going to write a description about it. You're going to potentially mark it as a most meaningful. But in your personal statement, you're not going to describe and say, and I also volunteered in the emergency department and did XYZ, whatever. You're going to tell a story about an encounter, an experience that you had from that extracurricular that further made you or confirmed to you that you wanted to be a physician.
Okay, great. Yeah, that explains it because I wanted to share a specific time. You know, I was working in urgent care, you know, with different providers, nurse practitioners, PAs, and then medical doctors. And there were specific times where I realized even more that medicine was something that I wanted to pursue, continue pursuing. So I can expound on those specific instances in my personal statement.
I would expand on a specific instance, yes.
Okay. Just one, not multiple.
I would be as specific as possible with okay. one example. And so the personal statement ends up being the what was the seed that was planted that made you explore healthcare to begin with, and then mm-hmm. what are one or two stories about a patient encounter and experience that you had that reaffirmed that this was the right path for you?
Okay, awesome. And then also, I've heard a lot of people say that, you know, don't say anything like if your family member experienced hardship in, you know, their life revolving around a disease or something, and then, you know, you don't want to, you know, say, oh, that's the reason why. What if you wanted to use that, but how can you fine tune it to where it doesn't sound like, you know, it's so cliche. It's something that everybody else uses.
It's not cliche. It's common. So it's common that a lot of people go into medicine because of experiences either with their own health or their family member's health. And mm-hmm. that was their first exposure to healthcare and to a physician mm-hmm. impacting their life.
Yes.
So it's not cliche, it's common. And that is okay. You have to tell your story. And so you tell that story. Where a lot of students go wrong is they avoid talking about it, and then their personal statement doesn't make sense. I can't connect the dots as to why they're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Or their whole personal statement ends up being about Grandma Gertrude and how she was sick. And then there's really nothing about the student and the journey that the student has been on.
Okay. So say I've experienced my younger sister, she passed away because of a heart condition. I was able to see, you know, the doctors and nurses working at UCLA and how they all worked together and, you know, provided expert care. So do I talk more of that area, how it impacted me, seeing that I want to, you know, be able to be in medicine to provide that same care and trust for patients that are going through the same type of instances? Should that be the focus of the, you know, statement instead of, like you said, you know, just the story about, you know, the family member?
I'm confused. They're both the same question. What's the difference between the two?
So when you're talking about an instance with a family member,
yeah.
you focus on more of the things that you saw in medicine because you wanted to provide that care instead of talking, like you said, highlighting, you know, just the story about Grandma Gertrude, or you want to focus on the reasons for you making that decision to want to go into medicine.
Well, no, I think you tell the story of your sister and how it affected her, obviously, and your family and you. And then the reflection is what you saw with the physicians and how you want to be able to potentially do that. And be careful with a seed like that. It's not immediately, that's when I knew I wanted to be a doctor. It was, that's when I decided that I want to explore healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And then from shadowing, from being in urgent care, from wherever else, that's the confirmation of being a physician.
Okay. So it's kind of a sequence of events, a timeline. Okay. That makes sense. One last question. So when you sum up the personal statement, what is the point that you want to end on?
I like the conclusion to be not a recap of everything that you've written about, which is what you learn how to do in like English 101. I like the personal statement to answer the question, basically, what do you hope to accomplish with the education that the school is going to give you? Right? What kind of physician do you hope to be? What sort of impact on the world do you like to make? Would you like to make?
Okay.
My question is how do you know whether if you're, like, your story is too personal that, like, they'll see, like, some type of, like, what you call, how do I put it? Like some type of like, how do you know that it's related to like your pursuit towards to the medical profession versus like your like resume and stuff like that? Cause you don't want it to come off that way. So how do you know whether it's a good idea or not?
Does
that make sense?
No, not at all. I'm not quite sure what you're trying to ask.
So like sometimes like with a story, like you want to portray it in a way that shows that you've gone through a journey. Cause I in order to go in this profession, right, it can't be just like, you know, one story that can like completely change it necessarily. It's like a whole process, I think.
Of course.
So like sometimes with a certain story, like you don't know whether you're really portraying that. Because sometimes people think that you are, but then when you write it, you realize that it doesn't come off that way. So I was wondering whether, like, how do you know whether if, like, your idea is the right one?
Well, you go through a draft process. You write a first draft. You ask yourself the questions. You ask mentors and advisors the question of whether or not it's a good personal statement. Is it telling the story as to why you want to be a physician? Is it not too much of a timeline or a resume, but really just a story of your journey? And again, that journey should be whatever that seed was that was planted that made you interested in healthcare. And then what are the experiences after that that confirmed that this is what you want to do? So to figure out if it's right, you just have to write.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. It's just like what happens if like when you have an idea and you show it to other people, right? But then a lot of people give you like very different opinions.
Yeah.
So therefore,
it's hard.
Like,
yeah, you have to figure out who to trust. And so in my book, I have there's a link to a worksheet to give to other people to say, here, can you fill this out reading my essay? So people who may not understand what a good personal statement should be. And you shouldn't be handing it to like your sister who's a lawyer. And a lawyer is maybe not the best example, but your sister who's like a chef, right? And you're like, here's my personal statement for medical school. What do you think? And obviously, she's not going to understand the process of what it's like to apply to medical school. She's not going to know what a good personal statement consists of. So you need to be strategic in who you give your essay to. Are you giving it to other pre-meds who haven't applied to medical school, who haven't gotten into medical school? Are you giving it to a medical student who got into medical school because he had a 4.0 GPA and a 520 MCAT score? And he wrote a terrible personal statement, but he doesn't know because he got in. Right. Yeah. So you have to be really strategic on who you're picking, who you're asking feedback from. And so you should most definitely, if you have access to your pre-med advisor, ask him or her, ask a mentor potentially for feedback. Again, physicians and medical students aren't the best people because they got into medical school. It doesn't mean they understand what a good personal statement should consist of, because we don't know why they got into medical school. And trust me, plenty of people are getting into medical school with not very good personal statements because their stats make up for it.
Yeah, plus like people who are in medical school, the process has changed so much.
Nah, the process hasn't changed so much. Everybody says that, but the process is the same.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I guess I just assumed that. But okay, that's perfect.
Okay, so I'm in the stage of my personal statement where I've sort of just like word vomited all into a Word document about everything that I'm thinking about. And
perfect.
Now I'm trying to go through and edit it.
Perfect.
And I guess the thing that I've been struggling with the most is we hear a lot about how medical school like admissions want to see that their prospective students kind of know what they're getting into. But also, we don't want to come off like we sound like we already know what it's like to be a doctor. And I'm trying to figure out sort of a way to convey passion about going into medicine and coming off like I do understand what I'm getting myself into, but also at the same time, not trying to sound like I think I know what it's like, or even that I do understand what it's like, because clearly I don't yet.
Define know what you're getting into. What would that look like?
So I guess a lot of my personal statement will be revolving around my experiences in the ER, because I've been scribing for 2 years now. So that's been a lot of what my patient contact has been.
Okay.
So that has sort of been where I've really fallen in love with medicine as a career, at least as like a, what I would like to get into. And I feel like, you know, I've been working alongside these physicians and having sort of like those long hours, but also like I'm not going home and doing the extra charting, and I'm not necessarily like on my shift. I don't have the same responsibilities that they do. So I'm in sort of this observation state where I'm seeing everything they're doing, and I want to be that person in the future. And I just want to be able to talk about how they've sort of inspired me to do what they're doing.
Okay.
But not necessarily saying any, I guess I've also been a little bit hesitant to throw around the word passion for medicine, because for me, when I say that, it sort of to me sounds like, oh, I know that I'm passionate about it, even though I've just sort of observed it.
Yeah. So saying that you have a passion for medicine, I think definitely does not need to be in your personal statement. I think that's a little bit cliche. It's not, you're applying to medical school. Obviously you have enough of a passion to want to be a doctor, right? So the side of things where you're asking about showing that you know what you're getting into, you do that through your experiences. So as an admissions committee member looking at your application, I'm looking and going, okay, I see you have medical and clinical experiences. You have shadowing experiences. Guess what? I know that you kind of understand what this world is like without you having to say, I understand what this world is like. Because ultimately, just like you mentioned, like, you're not a physician. You don't know what being a physician is like. You can kind of watch from the outside, from scribing, from shadowing, etc. But just me seeing that you've scribed, that you've shadowed, that you've done whatever you've done, that is enough for me to go, okay, she has experienced this. And now I just need to hear the stories about what you experienced, that, and the reflection about why those experiences further solidify in your mind that this is what you want.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I have. Yeah, it totally does.
Okay.
And then I guess I have a follow-up question, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So being that the majority of my experiences are in the ER, I have shadowed other specialties, but really the bulk of it has been in the ER. I'm a little bit concerned that my personal statement is sort of coming off like sort of I've seen the thrilling and pumping side and not as much. I'm afraid that there might be concern about, you know, to having only seen sort of like the really exciting stuff and not necessarily maybe having as much of an understanding of like the importance of primary care.
It's not an issue. It's the experiences that you've gotten are the experiences that you've gotten. So you can only, you can only do so much. I mean, just tell the stories and don't, how you prevent that is you talk about the impact to the patients, not, oh, this trauma patient came in and it was just so exciting and the leg was cut off and blood was squirting everywhere and, oh, I want to do this, right? That's different than saying the patient came in needing help and the physicians provided help and I want to be somebody who provides help and whatever, right? Because that's across all specialties. Obviously, super nasty trauma and stuff like that is more of the ER thrilling lifestyle stuff. So focus on the impacts to the patient and the care for the patient and not just the exciting and thrilling scene of the emergency room.
Okay.
All right. I think that is all of the questions that we'll take today, all about the personal statement. Hopefully that was helpful as we are releasing this at near the end of January. It's personal statement time, and we're getting a lot of students trying to write their personal statements, a lot of questions coming in, and I want to let you know about our personal statement course. Now, if you go to personalstatementcourse.com, again, personalstatementcourse.com, and what you'll get there is four different modules, five actually, because there's a bonus module, but the first module covering finding your seed, the second module covering reviewing outlines and what to avoid, reflections and watering the seed. Module 3 is all about red flags in the conclusion. Module 4, editing your personal statement and getting feedback and finishing your personal statement. And the bonus module has a ton of personal statements that we review and give feedback. And we're adding to the module all the time because we have office hours, bi-weekly office hours, every Monday, 3 p.m., every other Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern. We have office hours on Zoom, and those get recorded and uploaded into the course as well. And that's your opportunity to send your personal statement, get feedback on the or in the office hours. And I can't guarantee that I get to every personal statement in the office hours. This is not one-on-one editing, but one to many. You'll also get access to our secret Facebook group where you can interact with other students in the course and get feedback from students and get feedback from me as often as I can get in there. So again, go to personalstatementcourse.com and check out everything that we can offer you.